Channeling your art and music into another kind of identity is not unusual for a pop artist. Lady Gaga changes costumes and assumes different characters almost nonstop. Musicians from Beyoncé to David Bowie have produced under names meant to be their alter egos. But what happens when that different identity doesn't fit anymore? Is it so easy to shed? Our next guest went through this process. She's back to her old stage name of Marina and the Diamonds. But for about 2 years, Marina took on a different persona. The dark brunette donned a platinum blonde wig and became Electra Heart. Here's a track called Prima Donna from an album that debuted at number one in the UK.
Prima Donna girl, yeah. All I ever wanted was the world. I can't help that I need it all.
Electra Heart may have had her moment, but now Marina Diamandis has ditched her alter ego for a sound and persona that is all her own. Marina and the Diamonds has a new album out called Fruit. Marina joins us now from our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
So I'm going to start by asking you to walk back in time a bit and tell me about this person, this character, Electra Heart.
Electra Heart was a character which I created very publicly. I was continuously in this blonde wig and very kind of 50s suburbia getup. But in terms of the production and the way that the vocal was produced, I didn't feel that it represented who I truly was.
It was your music, but you wanted some distance from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that really worked for that album, but not something that I think I will do again or will need to do again.
Let's talk about the new album. It's called Fruit. Before we talk about it, let's listen to a little bit of this.
I've seen seasons come and go, from winter sun to summer snow. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Yeah, that sounds different than Electra Heart. What does fruit mean?
In that song, in the title track, I use fruit as a metaphor to describe how I felt at that point in my life, which was kind of ripe, like ripe and ready and very much prepared to enjoy my life. And I think that relates to how I felt as an artist, which was that I now feel like I'm fully realised as an artist and that I know what my identity is.
Okay, let's listen to another track off the album. This is the opening song. This is called Happy.
I found what I've been looking for in myself. Found a life worth living for someone else. Never thought that I could be happy.
Those are earnest lyrics in an endearing way.
Yeah, it's a relief writing a song like that. It hasn't got like sarcasm or cynicism or anything like that. It's more just simply expressing how you feel. But also thematically, I think it was important for me to state from the beginning of the album that I'm in a very different place now.
So the next song I'm going to cue seems like a counterpoint to the song we just heard. Maybe not, I don't know. I'll ask you. Let's listen to the track called I'm a Ruin.
This was written about 5 months after Happy. So Happy was very much about personal things, but also a little bit informed by a relationship that I had. And then Ruin was written about the aftermath of that relationship. And sometimes even though you love someone, you shouldn't be with them.
When nothing was right, nothing's wrong. You're still there.
I want to ask you about inspiration. You moved to London from your hometown in Wales. You were 19 years old, and I understand it was a move to make it in the music business. You wanted to do this, but you didn't have a plan so much, not a whole lot of connections, just this drive to make it happen for yourself. What was it that motivated you so back then, and how has that changed from what pushes you now?
I can't really explain or label what it was that pushed me. But I think I had a very, very deep instinct, like nothing I'd ever had before and nothing I have now. I was very, very kind of deep in my gut instinct that I should do this with my life. And in terms of if that same feeling inspires me today, it doesn't really. I wanted to express myself and I didn't feel like I could do that in real life.
I want to end with a song called Blue. Let's listen to a little bit of this.
Give me one more.
Sounds like you are content in this moment with where you're at.
Oh, I am. Yeah. Yes, I am.
Electra Heart, it brought you a different kind of fame. It brought you a different kind of fan base.
Mm.
Do you think they've come with you, the fans that came to you because of Electra Heart?
Yeah, I do actually. I think a lot of them have, which is amazing because for me, the concept of a 14-year-old girl hearing Prima Donna on the radio and maybe just listening to Top 40 music still following me when I continue with Fruit is so cool. Like, it makes me feel so confident. So I feel very grateful for having Electra Heart.
Marina Diamandis of Marina and the Diamonds, her new album called Fruit, spelled F-R-O-O-T, is out this month. Marina, it's been so fun to talk with you.
Thank you so much.